Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about on our broadcast today a nation led by delusion. And ladies and gentlemen, that delusion is primarily promulgated by the emperor in the white jacket, known as Dr. Anthony Fauci. Before the break, we were talking about a news release that was done by Steve Hilton on a program called The Revolution on Fox Network, and it was summarily taken down from off all places that I've searched online. Fortunate that I have several of the documents as portions of the total study that he had done, and I commend him for the research that had been done by he and his staff that presented a very cogent overview of Dr. Anthony Fauci and how the Obama administration had shut down the research because it was so dangerous in the laboratories in the University of North Carolina. It was then funded by $3.7 million with funds trickling out so that it could not be supposedly traced to the Wuhan, China lab where the pathogen was completely completed. And it was man-made, ladies and gentlemen. COVID-19 is not something this happenstance on a happenstance basis took place. It did not take place on a regular development of any pathogen. It was designed, it was developed, it was created in a laboratory at the funding of U.S. tax dollars, $3.7 million, and part of the oversight by Dr. Anthony Fauci in his oversight in doing so. Here's a further document on that statement, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I will read you several of the screenshots that I was able to get on this subject that no longer can be found online unless somebody has stored it on their own computer. This article says Steve Hilton drops a bombshell. Dr. Fauci's institute commissioned the research that produced the COVID-19 virus. Let me read that again. Steve Hilton drops a bombshell. Quote, Dr. Anthony Fauci's institute commissioned the research that produced the COVID-19 virus, even after the Obama administration banned all funding of this controversial research. The article reads, and this is dated January the 26th of 2021. Last week, President Biden's new chief medical advisor, Dr. Fauci, gleefully announced that President Biden has agreed to retract President Trump's decision to withdraw support for the World Health Organization, calling its president, Dr. Tedros, his very dear friend. Fox News, The Revolution host, Steve Hilton, unloaded on Dr. Fauci, telling his viewers that after the facts he is sharing with the public that reveal the origins of COVID-19, Dr. Fauci was going to need friends in high places, end quote. Hilton explained how the influenza virus was injected from one ferret to another. That's using an animal. According to Hilton's study, ferrets have respiratory systems that are very similar to humans. About 10 years ago, scientists in the medical center in the Netherlands manipulated the virus in ferrets until the virus was mutated enough to be transmitted through the air. To gain the gain of function, virus research was born. The idea was to engineer the most contagious, the most deadly viruses in any laboratory to help us better prepare to fight them, was the thought. According to Hilton, gain-of-function virus research has been funded by none other than the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases of Dr. Fauci's oversight. The Wuhan Institute of Virology is one of the leading laboratories studying the COVID virus. Imagine if a deadly virus engineered in a laboratory to be incredibly contagious somehow escaped from the lab. It could wreak havoc on the globe precisely because it was designed to do that very thing by the nature of its creators, Hilton said. And I'm looking at a screenshot. Gain-of-function research, gain-of-function GOF studies help define the function, fundamental nature of human pathogens interactions, thereby enabling assessment of the pandemic protocol of emerging infectious agents, informing public health and the preparedness for the efforts. Further in this article, Steve Hilton says, the gain-of-function research has always been highly controversial. The revolutionary host explained that in 2014, the Obama administration placed a complete moratorium on this kind of research following recent biosafety incidents at the federal research facilities in North Carolina. Despite the controversial study of this type of research, it's always had one steadfast champion, a leading figure in the world's infectious diseases, none other than Dr. Anthony Fauci, Hilton explained. His institute funded the very first ferret study, he explained, adding, at the time he co-wrote the op-ed in the Washington Post describing this research as a flu risk worth taking. Quote, listen, Fauci said this is a flu risk worth taking. Important information, further quoting Fauci, important information and insights can come from the generation of a potentially, that generation means development of, a potentially dangerous virus in the laboratory, end quote. Despite the Obama administration's ban on the gain-of-function research, Hilton explains that Dr. Anthony Fauci gave $3.7 million over the course of 6 years to the zoologist Peter Daskett, known as the Batman of the EcoHealth Alliance, that's D-A-S-Z-A-K, Daskett, first discovered the bat origin of the SARS pandemic over decades ago. According to Hilton, Peter Daskett himself subcontracted the gain-of-function portion of the Fauci's project to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Hilton asked the question, is this what gave us COVID-19? End quote. Hilton continued with the bombshell report. Let's see what they did with the Dr. Anthony Fauci's money. Quote, inside the project result page, there are 13 pages co-authored by the head of the Wuhan Infectious Disease Unit. One of the papers published in 2017, and zoologist Peter Daskett is listed as the co-author inside the funding section of the paper, is the ID of Dr. Anthony Fauci, which commissioned the entire project, adding, that's money, that's the money trail, according to Steve Hilton. Quote, until now, the only reporting on Fauci's role on all of this was the funding of the Wuhan lab in general. Hilton continued, tonight we can go further. Thanks to this paper, we can see the specific activity of Dr. Fauci's funding and his terrifying activity. End quote. They collected samples of bat feces in bat caves in China, Hilton explained, adding that they found novel coronavirus in the bat feces, and then they infected human cells with them. Here's the most important part, Hilton said. This genetic change made it possible in the laboratory to unlock highly specific doorway into the human body. The virus that causes COVID-19 uses the same exact doorway today in the spread around the globe of COVID-19, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, and we take that same person, Dr. Anthony Fauci, if you please, the one that is part and parcel of the oversight, the funding, and the creativity of this pathogen. And now he's supposed to be the one that we follow, telling us what to do and how to get out of the problem. Here's a further article, ladies and gentlemen. It says the U.S. NIH funded the Communist Party of China's development of the Wuhan virus. And it's talking about Steve Hilton's report. Here is very, very strong evidence from Steve Hilton that the United States National Institutes of Health, run by Francis Collins and Anthony Fauci, provided the funding for the Chinese communist virus through the gain-of-function research on deadly viruses that resulted in the COVID-19 virus that we have today. Here's another article, ladies and gentlemen, says, Steve Hilton report, Dr. Anthony Fauci is directly responsible with the funding of the project that ended in the coronavirus. Dateline January the 24th. Fox News host Steve Hilton opened his Sunday night show with startling development on the origins of the coronavirus. Hilton discussed the gain-of-function research that helps define the fundamental nature of the human pathogens and its interaction. One of the greatest laboratories researching the gain-of-function science was the Wuhan Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China. Gain-of-function research is highly controversial. Goes on to talk about the government made the decision to shut it down because of biosafety incidents at the federal research laboratories. And it goes on to talk about the $3.7 million that the U.S. taxpayers spent to develop this pathogen that's now killing Americans and around the globe killing those as a result of Dr. Fauci's playing Dr. Frankenstein and trying to create the monster of which he did. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, that based on the little snippet of evidence that we have, we could summarily say that Dr. Anthony Fauci is not only the funder of, but a part creator of the coronavirus today that's killing hundreds of thousands of people on a global basis, and yet he's the one that's supposed to tell us how to resolve the issue. And he's the one that President Biden today says that he's placed his confidence in because Biden says we believe in science and we're going to let science tell us what to do. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was the science at the hand of Dr. Frankenstein, that is Dr. Fauci, that developed the coronavirus today that's killing thousands of people. It's caused the shutdown in America. It's caused the businesses to be shut down by the authority of government, caused the churches to be shut down by the authority of the government today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact now that Dr. Fauci is saying that we need to wear masks. He's saying that one mask may not be sufficient. It may be that we need two masks or three masks for us to be properly prepared. In fact, here is one article that says some doctors are telling us that Americans should consider wearing four masks. You heard me right. This article says Dr. Fauci advised Americans to begin wearing two masks, saying that it makes common sense for more than one layer to be most effective. However, Dr. Fauci was outdone by researchers at the Virginia Tech, who said that two masks only give 50 to 75% efficacy and that three masks should be worn to achieve 90% efficacy. But why stop there, this writer says. According to Dr. Scott Siegel, a chair of the in Wake Forest Baptist Health in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, even that would not be enough. He says perhaps we need to wear three or four masks if we're going to filter out the pathogen. Someone says, why don't we just go ahead and stop breathing and not worry about a mask? Ladies and gentlemen, you can't breathe with two masks, three masks, or four masks on. But that is Dr. Fauci presenting himself through the CDC that says that that's what's necessary. In fact, the CDC today, as of 1 week ago, less than a week ago, the CDC now mandates that masks be worn on all planes and all flights, all public transportation, whether it be plane or train or subway, or bus or any other public transportation, that every human being getting on needs to wear a mask. And the next thing you'll hear is they're going to be investigating and checking, do you have two masks? Do you have three masks? Maybe even you're walking around alive with four masks on. That's the goal of Dr. Fauci as we know it today. In other words, I believe Dr. Fauci is saying that the only way we're going to get rid of coronavirus is to kill every human being that tests positive. That will play into the hands of the globalists. That will play in the hands of the eugenists as Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a pickle, if you want to use the term, and not being facetious at all. But I'm looking at an article that says, Who elected Dr. Anthony Fauci as dictator? Anthony Fauci is a lifelong bureaucrat who has never gone before the American people to earn his vote, their vote, based upon his ideas and promises. Nevertheless, he's been calling the shots for almost a year now, dictating the parameters of the American's liberty. And flush with power, he is clamping down even harder because he sees a Biden presidency will allow him to do so. Fauci began at the National Institute of Health in 1968. And now, 52 years later, he heads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He's managed to be in government even longer than Joe Biden, this article reads. And it goes on to talk about how Fauci was wrong in the AIDS research and the AIDS vaccinations, how he was wrong and how it was transmitted in his research and how it was found to be totally inadequate. And what he did that was very harmful then, and I'll not go through all of the statistical data there, but further it says Fauci doesn't have a better record when it comes to the Wuhan virus. This link takes you to the article detailing Fauci's errors, his backtracking, his retrofitting, his politicizing, and his lying to us. And through it all, the media fawned over Dr. Fauci, viewing him as the man who, by leading Trump all over the place regarding the Wuhan virus, could bring Trump down eventually. And that's what he did, ladies and gentlemen. That was the tool that he was used for. It was the globalist tool, the globalist elitist that utilized this. By the way, it was the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that put on studies and put on seminars on what to do with an outbreak of a pandemic virus in the world. That was done in 2017 when he had a mock-up of what we'd do and doing the study of it. Why did he do that? How did he know to do that? Because of his link with Dr. Anthony Fauci, because of his knowledge of what was already developed in the Wuhan China lab, because of his knowledge that the ease of that virus could be released either purposely or some way incidentally that allowed it to spread. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the end result of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, funded by that foundation, with Bill Gates that wants to wipe out about 1 billion people on the globe because he's a eugenist. Bill Gates that has already been proven to be an absolute murderer in all parts of Africa and all parts of India, where he is now still under trial in the world court as a result of the murder and the maligning and the paralyzing and the sterilization of hundreds of thousands and yea, millions in the parts of the world where he is inoculated with his different virus vaccinations. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, today, America, our nation, is being led by delusion, and the delusion is being carried out and perpetrated day by day by Dr. Anthony Fauci and those that are in control, as he happens to be. Here's an article that says, yes, Fauci and Gates do have ties to COVID-19 vaccine maker. And it goes on to talk about the Moderna vaccination and their link to it. Both Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, known as NIAID, and member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, and Bill Gates do have ties to Moderna, a pharmaceutical company developing the coronavirus 19 vaccination through mRNA. And mRNA, and I'm not a technical person, nor a scientist, nor a physician, but may I say that mRNA, when put into your system through the coronavirus vaccination, will lock onto your DNA, parts of your genome strand, part of your DNA, and will change you for who you are. It will change an individual permanently without any release or retraction of that change. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says, new COVID study shows Dr. Fauci has been telling gigantic lies to the world. The American people are still suffering under the relentless tyranny brought on by the Wuhan virus. Some parts of the country have been locked down for nearly a year. But now the new coronavirus study shows that Dr. Anthony Fauci has been lying to us, telling us giant, gigantic lies. Coronavirus hysteria has largely been driven by the number of cases proliferating across the country. Dr. Anthony Fauci and the pro-lockdown health experts have been banging the drums on the rise in the cases since almost the very beginning. but a new study shows that the PCR test for COVID-19 has been giving false positives. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, CDC, if they've not taken it down, CDC has on their website the admission that the PCR testing, it gives a 90% false positive. 90% false positive. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article. The World Health Organization, modifies the CCP, that is the Chinese Communist Party virus test guidelines, warns against the over-reliance on the PCR test. The World Health Organization has cautioned experts not to rely on the results of the PCR test to detect the coronavirus and to say that you're positive. The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party virus, the new guidelines could result in significantly fewer daily cases. Ladies and gentlemen, why do you think the Communist Network News, CNN, has stopped telling how many cases that's developed each day? Because the truth has finally come out on that part, if nothing else, that we've been lied to, deceived, and part of that deceit team happens to be none other than Dr. Anthony Fauci in his white jacket. The emperor that's going to tell us now how to come out of the coronavirus pandemic and what we need to do. This article says scientists and physicians have raised concerns for many months of an over-reliance on and the misuse of the PCR test as a diagnostic tool, since it cannot differentiate between live infectious virus and an inactive virus fragment that isn't infectious at all. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got the common cold, or if you had the common cold within about 30 days and you take a PCR test, it will show that you have the coronavirus, COVID-19. Here's another article. The World Health Organization admits that its previously used gold standard COVID test is totally unreliable. It goes on to say, the New York Times examined the PCR test data in three states and found up to 90% of the people testing positive carried barely, if any, virus at all, and therefore were not infectious at all. The further the article states, the standard tests are diagnosing huge numbers of people who may be carrying relatively insignificant or no amounts of the virus, according to the New York Times latest report. And then here's an article that says, Bill Gates, the latest venture imperils America. Will we submit again? And it's talking about the fact that Bill Gates is now on the scene, talking about not only do we have a virus, but he has the cure. He's the knight in shining armor that's coming forth now to deliver us from the evil of that which his partner in crime, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has deliberately perpetrated upon America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the COVID-19 vaccination. We were told that if you'd lock down, we could get rid of COVID. We were told that the PCR test would help us find the answer. We were told that if we wear a mask, we could flatten the curve. We were told that if you get a vaccination now, that we'd be delivered from the pathogen called COVID-19. But ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not so at all. May I say to you, the COVID-19 vaccination can cause sterility in females. It can cause Bell palsy in the face. It can cause sterility in men. It can kill suddenly. It will change the human DNA and alter the individual permanently forever. There's been thousands and thousands of early serious side effects, yet we know nothing about the long-term effect of on the human body. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, COVID vaccinations are only experimental. I want you to understand that the COVID vaccination has never gone through the totality of the testing that normally would be 3 to 5 years for a vaccination to be affirmed. But it was fast-tracked. It was called warp speed because President Trump was caused to be frightened based on Anthony Fauci saying that 2.2 million people were going to die, and under warp speed developed an experimental vaccination. Yes, listen, Pfizer is an experimental vaccination. Moderna is an experimental vaccination. The brand new one that's on the scene today is Johnson & Johnson. It is only experimental. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not know what's going to happen to the human safety in the future. The vaccinations, ladies and gentlemen, will ultimately be modified and changed so that there will be an under-the-skin identification that we could be identified and thus given a COVID pass in our arm, in our hand, or in our head. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some serious questions that one person has postulated that I need to run down in our time that's available before us. 14 obvious crucial questions about the Wuhan virus vaccination. According to the government, if I get the vaccination, question number one, can I stop wearing a mask? The government says no. Number two, can they reopen the restaurants and pubs and bars and businesses? Everyone will live life normally. Government answer is no. Will I be resistant to the COVID pathogen? The government's response, maybe, but we don't know exactly. It probably will not stop you getting COVID. Number four, at least I won't be contagious to others, will I? Government's response, no. You can still pass on COVID to others. Number five, if we vaccinate all of our children, will schools reopen normally? Government response, no. Number six, if I'm vaccinated, can I stop social distancing? The government says no. Number seven, if I'm vaccinated, can I stop disinfecting my hands? The government says no. Number eight, if I vaccinate myself and my grandfather, can we hug each other? The government answer is no. Will cinemas and theaters and stadiums reopen thanks to the vaccination? The government says no. Number 10, will the vaccinated be able to gather? The government says no. Number 11, what is the real benefit of the vaccination? The government's response, the virus won't kill you any longer. Number 12, are you sure it won't kill me? The government says, no, we don't know. Number 13, if statistically the virus won't kill anyone, why would I get vaccinated? The government response is to protect others. Number 14, so if I get vaccinated, the others are 100% sure I cannot infect them. The government says no. So, ladies and gentlemen, this writer has summarized it this way. Does COVID-19 vaccination does not give immunity. It does not eliminate the virus. It does not prevent death. It does not guarantee you won't get it. It does not prevent you from getting it. It does not stop you from passing it on to others. It does not eliminate the need to have travel bans. It does not eliminate the need to have business closures and lockdowns. It does not eliminate the need for wearing a mask. It does not eliminate the need for wearing 2, 3, or even 4 masks. So what does it actually do? According to Klaus Schwab, founder of the World Economic Forum, it makes very clear sense to talk and find out what it does. And this article simply says it does nothing but bring us under further control of the federal government over us in controlling our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, simply put, we've been lied to, we've been deceived, and we're living a life of delusion if we think the government's going to help us in getting out of this COVID pathogen that's before us. Dr. Anthony Fauci founded it. Dr. Anthony Fauci helped develop it. Now Dr. Anthony Fauci is telling us how to cure it, and that's simply a deception that we're being led by. Thank you for joining us on the air today. Looking forward to meeting you next time as, once again, we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.